I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. So for today's episode, something a little different. As the off-season approaches, there will be lots of time to examine players for Dynasty Leagues and what kind of value there might be to find there. But I thought I'd get started today with a look at the top 20-ish prospects from a fantasy perspective for next season. Now, some of these players may have already played in the NHL a little bit, but rookies can make a difference. Take a look at this season. Jason Robertson and Kirill Kaprizov, goaltenders like Igor Shesterkin, Ilya Sorokin, Alex Nedeljkovic, Jake Oettinger, Kevin Lankinen, and even for a time, Kaapo Kähkönen. The rookie goaltenders made a difference this year. So today, consider this an early look at more than 20 players who could have some kind of impact in fantasy hockey next season. I don't think we can look at all 20 or 25 or however many I've got here and say, yes, these guys are all going to step in and have an instant impact. A lot of it's going to depend on situation, what players move in the offseason, what opportunities are given to young players. And in a lot of cases, teams are hesitant to give young players big roles. And so we will go through them and see what might be found. And so we'll start with a few honorable mentions, one of which is Washington Capitals center Connor McMichael, who's the 25th pick in 2019. Has 13 points in 22 American Hockey League games this season. McMichael seems like he's going to be a solid two-way player, maybe a third-line center. And at the moment, I don't know that really sets him up for a lot of playing time in Washington. Really, as long as you have Backstrom and Kuznetsov running 1-2 down the middle, it's tough to add a whole lot of value if you're playing center. Now, maybe McMichael gets moved to the wing and there's an opportunity opens up there. But at the moment, I don't necessarily see a big offensive role for him next season. Edmonton Oilers left winger Dylan Holloway, the 14th pick in the 2020 draft. A possibly power forward, and I think that's the ideal, is that he ends up being a power forward who can play up in the top six and score some goals for you. He has had 35 points in 23 games at Wisconsin this year as a sophomore, and so there's certainly reason to hope, but the danger, I suppose, at least from a fantasy perspective, is that he becomes more of a grinder if he doesn't score enough, because he is big and physical and will be able to play that game. But you would like to see the upside of him getting to play higher in the lineup. And if you ever get to play higher in the Oilers lineup, well, then there's potential there, right? You might end up playing with McDavid or Dreisaitl, and that can change your whole outlook. Winnipeg defenseman Ville Heinola, who's played in quite a few spots this year, in addition to playing for Finland at the World Juniors. He had 14 points in 19 games in Finland, in Liga, had 10 points in 16 AHL games, had no points in two games for the Jets. But, I mean, he's a smooth puck-moving defenseman. I'm sort of puzzled why the Jets don't give him more of an opportunity. And that's part of the reason you have to be cautious about projecting what he could do next year. If they've been hesitant to even give him NHL time this season, don't suddenly expect that he's going to be on the roster quarterbacking the first power play unit by next season. Sometimes teams are slow to bring along their young defensemen. Now, Florida Panthers left winger Grigory Denisenko, the 15th pick in 2018, has 8 points in 13 American Hockey League games this year. No points in a couple of games with the Panthers. And part of the battle for Denisenko is just finding room in the forward ranks there for Florida, as they've they've added bodies over the past year or so, right, with Carter Verhaeghe and Anthony Duclair coming in. Sam Bennett they acquired in trade. And so somewhere along the way, the challenge is for Denisenko to find himself in a scoring role on the wing with the Panthers. If there was some opportunity that all of a sudden he ends up playing on Alexander Barkov's line, well then great, Denisenko is a target for you in fantasy. But if he doesn't, well then you might have to wait a bit to get real value. And I think that's probably where we are with Grigory Denisenko. New York Rangers defenseman Nils Lundqvist, 28th pick in the 2018 draft, had 32 points in 53 games in the Swedish league this year, which is, you know, that's impressive. And so those are the kind of numbers that you think he comes to the National Hockey League, he'll be able to contribute offensively. And there should be room for him to make it on the Rangers blue line. But at the same time, you can't imagine that he supplants Adam Fox as the quarterback on the first power play unit. And so, you know, Nils Lundqvist is, I think, a really nice prospect for the Rangers and should be able to come in and contribute to some degree. The question is just, I guess, how much right away. And then one more in the honorable mentions. The Vancouver Canucks winger Vasily Podkolzin, the 10th pick in the 2019 draft, had 11 points in 35 games in the KHL during the regular season, but he also had 11 points in 16 playoff games, which is that's pretty nice. And so Podkolzin's a 6'4" winger, talented, and really I think the big question is, what's his contract going to be? Is he going to be available for the Canucks next season? And if he is, well, then, you know, there could be opportunities, because you look through Vancouver's forwards, you know, you're not overwhelmed by the depth of talent there. So Vasily Podkolzin, if he comes over to Vancouver and gets a chance, you know, maybe he finds himself in a role where he can score and put up some numbers as a rookie. Now, he's still outside my top 20, but you know, if you told me that he had a contract lined up and was definitely going to be in Vancouver, he would be inside the top 20. So now let's start the countdown of top 20, I guess, rookies who will have fantasy potential for next season. And we'll go with Toronto's Nick Robertson. Not just because his brother is tearing the league to shreds right now. Robertson's the 53rd pick in the 2019 draft. That's a find right there. And, you know, he scored a ton in junior, has 10 points in 14 American Hockey League games this year, 1 point in six games for the Maple Leafs. And really the question for Robertson in terms of what kind of fantasy value he'll have is, will he end up somewhere in the top six? You know, and say, let's say hypothetically Zach Hyman leaves as a free agent. Well, that opens up a spot where Robertson might be able to slide in. And, you know, does he play on the wing with John Tavares and William Nylander? Well, if he does, that's a pretty good spot. What if he moves up even higher to play with Matthews and Marner? Well, in either of those cases, Nick Robertson has a real chance to be a contributor. But, you know, there's also a world in which he can't quite crack the lineup, or he ends up on the fourth line and you don't get that massive upside. Number 19, we got Rangers left winger Vitali Kravtsov, the 9th pick in the 2018 draft, had 24 points in 49 KHL games this year, so far as 3 points in 10 games for the Rangers. You know, the battle here for Kravtsov is as much as it is for Robertson, is can he find a way into the top six for next season? Because the Rangers are pretty deep on the wings, especially, you know, considering that they've sort of got development issues, I suppose, with Alexi Lafreniere and Kaapo Kakko, like whether those guys are going to, you know, step up and be legit top six forwards. But, you know, between Chris Kreider and Artemi Panarin and Pavel Buchnevich and Colin Blackwell and Lafreniere and Kakko, it's not easy to find a spot on the wings on those top couple lines. But Kravtsov really kind of took a step forward in the KHL this season. And so any kind of strong finish he can have for the Blue Shirts in the rest of this NHL season could set him up for a decent spot next year. At number 18, I've got Carolina Hurricanes center Seth Jarvis, who was the 13th pick in the 2020 draft, and he had to wait for the Western Hockey League to start, so the Hurricanes started him in the American Hockey League, and Jarvis put up 11 points in 9 games, and, you know, all of a sudden his stock took off, and, you know, to get, you know, that kind of point production in your draft year plus one is fantastic. But then Jarvis, you know, went to the Western Hockey League and finished the season with 14 points in 14 games, which, you know, I would say that's underwhelming given how much he scored in the American Hockey League. So, but there's a chance here that if Jarvis, you know, finds his way into the right role with Carolina next season, and they're probably going to be you know, open to giving him a chance, given how well he played in the American Hockey League, you know, maybe he does have some fantasy value as soon as next year. At number 17, I've got Detroit Red Wings defenseman Moritz Seider, who's the sixth pick in the 2019 draft. And remember, that was kind of a surprise for him to go that early. But I think everything that's happened since has sort of justified it, that, you know, Seider has, he's had a strong season in the American Hockey League. This year, he had 28 points in 41 games in the Swedish League. And so I think you can, whether he makes his NHL debut with the Red Wings before this season ends or not, I think you can put it in Sharpie that he's going to be a regular on that Detroit blue line next season. And then really, in terms of fantasy, the question for Seider is, you know, how much power play time is he going to get? And you know, what kind of offense is going to be going on in Detroit? Like, will they score enough for Moritz Seider to have, you know, real fantasy value? But I would not be surprised if he ends up playing 23 minutes a night as a rookie, because, you know, he's the future of that Red Wings blue line. And when you look at kind of who's there, there's no reason for the Red Wings not to just, you know, feed Moritz Seider as much ice time as possible. Number 16, we've got another defenseman, Oilers defenseman Evan Bouchard, the 10th pick in the 2018 draft. Had 17 points in 23 games in the Swedish Allsvenskan loop this year. Has 4 points in 12 games for the Oilers. But what really stands out about Bouchard in his short NHL stint is that he generates shots like no other defenseman in the league in terms of, you know, shots per minute and such at 5-on-5. Bouchard was head and shoulders above all NHL defensemen. And really, the question here is whether Tyson Barrie sticks around. If Tyson Barrie, if the Oilers don't sign him as a free agent and Barrie moves on elsewhere, well, then there's a spot for a right-shooting power play quarterback, offensive defenseman, and Evan Bouchard could step in and fill that role quite admirably. So, you know, there's real upside there, but you've had to be very patient with Evan Bouchard's development. You know, given what you see on the Oilers' defense, you keep waiting for this high pick to kind of crack through and make an impact. And maybe it happens next season. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the National Hockey League. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, Major League Baseball, and National Hockey League. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the National Hockey League group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and they have a bunch of great flavors. And the flavor that won their recent bracket contest, Built Bar Madness, coconut brownie chunk. It's only available for a limited time, and Built Bar is telling you, if you want their most popular bar, come and get it. It's still there now, but it won't be forever. And you know, my favorites are the peanut butter brownie and salted caramel, but they do have a bunch of great flavors, and all the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. It's soft, easy to chew, makes for a good snack, and they're healthy because they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. And, you know, from my perspective, when I had to start up at an outdoor boot camp just to get, you know, some kind of exercise and, you know, try and drop a few LBs, I leaned right into it, making Built Bar part of my post-workout routine. It gives my muscles the protein boost they need. And, you know, so far I've had some success. So go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft, April 29th to May 1st. All right, continuing our countdown of prospects that could have fantasy value for next season. And we're at number 15. And we'll go with Nashville center Philip Tomasino, 24th pick in the 2019 draft. You know, would have normally been sent back to the Ontario Hockey League this season, but you know, as the Ontario Hockey League didn't play, Tomasino had a chance to stick in the American Hockey League, and he's proved he could play there. He had 20 points in 18 games. And so if Tomasino, if you can put up those numbers as a junior age player in the American Hockey League, you know, there's half decent chance that you can put up some numbers in the National Hockey League. And certainly the challenge will be, you know, finding the right role for him in Nashville and, you know, whether he's going to play center or whether you can put him on a wing and ride with it, because, you know, Nashville, for better or for worse, they've got a lot of money tied up in Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene. And I don't imagine that's going to change before next season. So Tomasino, you know, may have to, you know, find a spot on a wing, or maybe they move Johansson or Duchene down the depth chart to give Tomasino more of an opportunity. But there is at least some potential upside for Tomasino to come in, because look, Nashville needs they need, you know, an improvement in their creativity and offensive firepower up front. Tomasino might be able to give them some of that. Number 14, going with Minnesota Wild center Marco Rossi, the 9th pick in the 2020 draft. Played one game in the Swiss League, had a point, has had no points in four games in the World Juniors playing for Austria, and he's basically been sidelined by COVID for the season, which that's obviously an issue, that it's that long-term impact on him. So all of this is presuming that Marco Rossi can be healthy and ready to go by next season. But, you know, in his draft season, he had 120 points in 56 OHL games. So there's high ceiling for Marco Rossi. And if he comes to Minnesota, the Wild are a team, you know, desperate for playmaking talent in the middle of the ice. So, you know, Rossi could step in and have an instant impact if presuming he's healthy enough to do it. Number 13, Colorado, Alex Newhook, the 16th pick in the 2019 draft, had 16 points in 12 games for Boston College. This season has 2 points in his first two American Hockey League games. And really, if Newhook ends up playing center, you know, maybe that limits his immediate upside. But if he ends up somehow into Colorado's top six, well, then, you know, the scoring numbers could get a whole lot better, at least immediately. I think Newhook certainly projects to be in the top six at some point. But if you're looking at Colorado's roster down the middle next year, still pretty sure it's going to be Nathan MacKinnon and Nazem Kadri going 1-2. But, you know, maybe Newhook comes in as the number three center and gets some power play time on top of that, and that's enough to, you know, make an impact right off the start. Number 12, you got Florida Panthers center Anton Lundell, 12th pick in the 2020 draft, had 25 points in 26 games in Liiga in Finland this year. And, you know, this becomes the question of, you know, how high does he fit into the Florida lineup? You know, the Panthers, obviously Alexander Barkov is the number one center. As of, you know, the last 10 days, Sam Bennett is now the number two center. And Alex Wennberg is in at number three. You know, can Lundell, you know, work his way into one of those spots so that he at least has an opportunity to score as soon as next season? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe it's going to take a little bit of time. But the fact that he was scoring about almost a point a game in Finland does offer some hope that he could be NHL ready. And number 11, Minnesota winger Matt Boldy, the 12th pick in the 2019 draft. Boldy had 31 points in 22 games for Boston College, has 5 points in his first five American Hockey League games. And, you know, the Wild, they're going to look different, I'd say, by next season compared to what they were, say, last offseason. You know, the Kirill Kaprizov has come in and made a real impact and a difference on that team. But if they had Marco Rossi and Matt Boldy to the group they have, suddenly there's a real kind of infusion of talent. And Boldy looks like he's, you know, he's got an NHL body to be a winger and a guy who can get to the net and, you know, make plays. So it'd be interesting to see what kind of opportunity Boldy will get with Minnesota. Number 10, got Alexander Holtz from the New Jersey Devils, the seventh pick in the 2020 draft. Just signed his contract, and so he may get started here in the American Hockey League before the year ends, but he'll have a shot to play with New Jersey next season, because if you look at the Devils lineup right now, it's a lot of Jack Hughes and Nico Hischier and Miles Wood, and then a bunch of guys who seem to be on tryouts. And some of them might have a bit of a leg up. You know, Yegor Sharangovich is playing pretty well for them right now. But there are a bunch of wingers who are kind of all in the mix trying to compete for playing time. And not many of them are going to have the scoring upside of Alexander Holtz. And, you know, now how soon he reaches that that potential is, I suppose, the big question. But, you know, he does have a high ceiling, and, you know, the Devils, certainly in taking him seventh in the 2020 draft, they have expectations that Alexander Holtz is going to be a significant scoring winger for them. So kind of wait and see how the lineup shakes out, but Holtz might have an opportunity to play, you know, a significant role for the Devils right away. Similarly, Detroit Red Wings winger Lucas Raymond, the fourth pick in the 2020 draft, had 18 points in 34 games in Sweden this year, and almost the same kind of situation in Detroit, where there are a bunch of players there who don't necessarily project to be the future of the Detroit Red Wings, whereas Lucas Raymond very much needs to be part of that future. And if you're the Red Wings and the opportunity was there to play Lucas Raymond with, you know, Dylan Larkin, you might do that because you want him to, you know, have a chance to elevate to, you know, not just be a player, but like be a difference maker, a star. And so, you know, maybe Raymond is ready to do that as soon as next season. But, you know, that there's you're rolling the dice when you're taking, you know, players that young, expecting that they're going to have an impact in fantasy hockey in particular. But, you know, certainly Holtz and Raymond are both going to be, you know, worth having your eye on. And even if it means, yeah, you take a late round flyer on them next year, in the hopes that they end up in kind of in the right spot in the depth chart. Number eight, we got Vegas Golden Knights center Peyton Krebs, 17th pick in the 2019 draft, shredded the Western Hockey League this year, 37 points in 20 games, has 5 points in 5 American Hockey League games. And really the question for Krebs is where he's going to fit in that Golden Knights lineup. You know, Chandler Stephenson seems like he's ripe to get bumped out of that spot between Mark Stone and Max Pacioretty, but for the most part, he hasn't been. You know, that you would think that Cody Glass would have had a shot at some point this season to really take hold of that role, and the few times that he had a chance in there, he couldn't hold it. And so now you add Peyton Krebs to the mix as somebody who's, you know, going to battle for playing time. If we presume that William Karlsson still holds down the second line center spot in Vegas, you know, you've got guys like Krebs and Cody Glass battling to try and with Chandler Stephenson to try and get minutes at either the first line or third line center spots for the Golden Knights. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Now that football and college basketball are over, the NBA and the NHL are in full swing, and Major League Baseball is here. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. And with, you know, the Oscars coming up, hop in, make your picks. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine at betonline.ag. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device. Sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 is presented by Locked On and Odyssey, and it's happening now. Featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts for every team are making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey, your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY. So let's finish it up. We've got the top seven players for potential fantasy value next season. And when I say players, mostly prospects, guys who should be rookie eligible for the most part. And so at number seven, we've got Dallas Stars goaltender Jake Oettinger, who's been great this season. He has a 919 save percentage in 23 games. And really the question is, what kind of role he's going to have with the Stars. You know, Ben Bishop has missed all of this season, and he's in his mid-30s. You know, who knows really what to expect from him for next year. And if Bishop, say, doesn't come back, well, then Ottinger probably has a leg up to be the starting goaltender with Anton Khudobin at least splitting time or backing him up. But if Bishop is back and playing, well, then it becomes a crowded crease for the Stars. You know, maybe they deal Khudobin. You have to presume that Ottinger is sort of the future of the Stars, but that future could come as soon as next season. So, and the fact that he's played so well this season makes it a little bit easier to make that transition for the Stars. Number six, got Winnipeg center Cole Perfetti, the 10th pick in the 2020 draft. Perfetti is another player who would have been sent back to the Ontario Hockey League, but with no season in the OHL this year, Perfetti stayed in the American Hockey League, where he has 17 points in 24 games. That's pretty nice production in your draft plus 1 year. And so, and really the upside here for, young forwards coming into Winnipeg is, do you have a chance to play with the top end talent that the Jets have up front? You know, if you end up playing on a line with, Kyle Connor and Nikolai Ehlers, that can, juice up your scoring numbers pretty quickly. So, keep an eye on Winnipeg seems to be pretty high on Perfetti as well. So kind of keep an eye on him, see where he might fit on the Jets next season. But if he finds his way into a top six role, that's a pretty good opportunity to put up numbers. At number five, I've got Los Angeles Kings center Quinton Byfield. Byfield was the second pick in 2020. Has 19 points in 28 games in the American Hockey League this year. I suppose the bigger question is if Byfield steps into the Kings lineup, do the Kings as a team, do they score enough to, put up numbers where, if Byfield comes in there and is the second line center behind Andrei Kopitar, is that a spot where he can score 55 points, or is it a spot where he scores 35 points? And so there is some risk there. But you're kind of banking on Byfield, who has, can really move, is 6'4", 6'5", has real physical gifts that are going to give him a chance to succeed at that level. And you sort of hope that the Kings, have the right supporting cast that can make it work. I think in some ways, if you look at what the Kings have done in recent years, they haven't necessarily, they haven't surrounded Andrei Kopitar with really talented wingers. They're pretty happy to roll Dustin Brown and Alex Iafallo out on his wing. And I think that sort of puts a ceiling on their offensive upside. And so the guy who's playing behind Kopitar, at least initially, you don't know that Byfield's necessarily going to have the right complementary wingers either. But you have to, consider potential and upside. And, Byfield certainly has that going for him heading into next season. All right, number four is Florida Panthers goaltender Spencer Knight, 13th pick in the 2019 draft. In 54 games at Boston College, Knight has a .932 save percentage. Basically, he's lived up to being a first-round pick goaltender because, most of the time people would say don't take a goaltender that high and because they're so unpredictable. It's hard to, invest a pick there on a guy who might not play or might just be a backup goaltender. Well, Spencer Knight, pretty much, all his work at Boston College, all his work with Team USA at the World Juniors, he looks like he's the real deal. And so the question is, how much playing time does he get in Florida? And, he's going to have to overcome the presence of Sergei Bobrovsky, a guy who's making $10 million against the cap. But Chris Driedger has seen a lot of playing time for the Panthers this year, and he was making like league minimum. But he's also a free agent. And so if you're Driedger and you want a chance to play somewhere where you might even have a starting job, well, you probably have to go elsewhere. And then that leaves Spencer Knight to battle with Bobrovsky. And if you're the Panthers, you've already spent the money on Bobrovsky. If Spencer Knight is the one who gives you the better chance to win, you can probably, make that move and give Spencer Knight more starts. There's obviously uncertainty with that. I mean, maybe Bobrovsky plays well. He's you don't want to make it sound like Bobrovsky has been a complete disaster this year. He hasn't. He's sort of league average, you know, but just league average isn't quite good enough when you're eating up $10 million against the cap. But anyway, long term, Spencer Knight has, you know, a really bright future for Florida. The question is, you know, could that bright future really kind of take off as soon as next season? And number three, going with Montreal Canadiens winger Cole Caulfield, 15th pick in the 2019 draft, had 52 points in 31 games at the University of Wisconsin this year, won the Hobie Baker, had 4 points in his first two American Hockey League games, and has been called up to the Montreal Canadiens, but has not played yet. And really, the opportunity is here. I mean, Cole Caulfield is, yes, he's small, but he scored everywhere he went. And you know, you can question whether or not he's going to be able to get his shots in the National Hockey League, but surely that question was raised about whether he'd get those shots at Wisconsin, and he did. And for a Montreal team that doesn't really have a ton of dynamic forwards, you know, they have some nice prospects, some quality young forwards there, but you know, if Cole Caulfield is a guy who could score 30 or 40 goals, well, that sort of changes the calculation a little bit. And so I would expect Caulfield to find his way into Montreal's lineup either late this season or in the playoffs at some point. But I also think that that he's going to be in a pretty prominent role for them next season. Now, our last two, or I guess first two, players on this list are both Anaheim Ducks. First is defenseman Jamie Drysdale. Well, I guess second is Jamie Drysdale. he's the sixth pick in the 2020 draft, and really, he's been impressive in this season. He's another player who would have gone back to the Ontario Hockey League, but didn't, since there was no games to be played there. And Drysdale, 10 points in 14 games in the American Hockey League, has 5 points in 16 games with the Ducks so far. But when you watch him, you see a guy who has, you know, oozes potential. Just really, really good on his skates, handles the puck, and you know, makes creative plays. And when you look at that Ducks roster, you very easily see a Jamie Drysdale quarterbacking their power play next year. And you know, he's already quarterbacking their power play at times. So you know, you could see him in a very prominent role next season. And you know, he's getting some good experience this year, even if the Ducks are taking their lumps. But Drysdale has a really bright future, and you know, he could start putting up numbers as soon as next year. So our number one prospect heading into next season is Anaheim center Trevor Zegras, and I am as guilty as anyone of overhyping Trevor Zegras for this season, because you know, he came out of the World Juniors where he, you know, destroyed the competition, and then you know, the Ducks didn't give him a chance to play right away. Sent him down to the American Hockey League, and then when they finally brought him up, and he played all right. He created lots of chances, but you know, the pucks weren't going in, and so he ended up with 7 points in 17 games for Anaheim. Not terrible, but certainly not you know, not star caliber either. But if they've sent him back to the American Hockey League for him to focus on being a center, because he played a lot of wing with Anaheim. So Zegras, you know, I think the upside there is that he's going to be a number one center, you know, franchise center who scores a bunch for Anaheim. And for fantasy purposes, like, I think it's legitimate, you know, for hockey, say, general manager to maybe have concerns whether Zegras is a good enough two-way player or what have you. For a fantasy manager who's looking towards next season, all you're worried about is Trevor Zegras. Is he going to get the playing time? Is he going to be on the power play? And I think the answer to those is yes. You know, that's an Anaheim team that needs a difference maker, and should be able to put Zegras in that position where he plays on their top line and gets first unit power play time. And so he should have, you know, kind of the best chance, I suppose, to be the leading scorer among rookies next season. But you know, as we're talking about that now, look at what the National Hockey League was like this year, where, yes, Kirill Kaprizov was a pretty reasonable favorite to be the top rookie scorer, but Jason Robertson was nowhere on the radar, probably not even for the Stars. You know, if you look at how much he was playing in his early games with Dallas, they weren't expecting that he was going to be challenging Kaprizov as the top rookie scorer. So there we go. Trevor Zegras and Jamie Drysdale is the top two prospects heading into next season. And, you know, we'll be doing a whole lot of off-season prep, and I'll do off-season game plans and all that stuff. But on a night when the schedule was pretty light, I thought I would kind of get a head start on that now. Send me your questions. I'm at By Scott Cullen on Twitter. Show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. You want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. We're having a great time with that now that the season's up and going, and I've been tracking players with high batting average on balls in play and low batting average on balls in play, and checking it out relative to their exit velocities. So that's been fun. But anyway, find those podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.
We're talking about the greatest sport in